أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Today is 8th of September 2009 and we are having this fourth session on Laylatul Qadr, the meaning of Laylatul Qadr. And tonight is the first Laylatul Qadr of Ramadan 1430. May Allah accept all your a'mal that you did tonight, and may inshallah we are with this study that we are having now, we are continuing our a'mal. So just reminding that a'mal is not what you were only, not only what you were doing so far. This is part of our a'mal, and inshallah this is the most beneficial a'mal one can do. We have discussed about this before, and that this hadith, which I have put it on the homepage of the website imamali.org.nz, where it says briefly, I don't read the whole hadith, but where it says the people who leave their house go for a study of their religion, it is all the malaik angels come and they present and open their wings under their foot until they come to where they have to sit and talk and discuss their religion, and they have to learn and study. And all the creatures of the sky and creatures of the earth and creatures of the seas, they will be seeking forgiveness for them. So what more one would expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what is that part that says angels put their wings under our foot? Why we do not see that? Basically, there would be a lot of tafsirs and interpretation to this, but my own interpretation of this part that Malaika put their angels under the foot, angels, the wings of the angels are examples of the levels of soldiers, levels of workers they have. So when we read in Quran that angels have got wings, you cannot argue and say that, okay, because Allah says they have got wings, that means they are creatures of material world. No, those wings which are spoken of are the levels of, let's say they call soldiers or people who work for them. They have, for instance, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. If I am going to die, Israel does not come to take my soul from me. It is his soldiers. He have got in different levels angels who are working for him. But the thing is, the relationship of Israel to all those angels is very similar to the relationship of our nafs to our hawas, to our eyes, to our ears. So when our eyes sees, it is us who are seeing. So what those angels do, it is they do it for Israel. So the command and the arsh of those malaikas is Hazrat Israel alayhi salam himself as that great angel. So when angels put their wings under our foot, it is because angels are intellectual creatures. They are the creatures of Adam al-Aql. That means the very fact that you are learning and you are going, the more we are learning, the more we are going high. The more we are learning, the closer we are getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more ma'rifat is attained and achieved by us, the more understanding of universes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known by us. Especially those who have been regular, you are, to me, I talk to you, I can see what the things that you know now, comparing to a year and a half ago, before we start this ma'arif, I can see, or even you yourself can see, that you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the things that you know now. That is This is a very low level of the interpretation of angels' wings under our foot. Is they are holding us up. They're taking us higher and higher by what we are learning. So inshallah, we try to keep our the mujahideh and the effort that we have on way of learning. But we have also to be very wary of what we are learning. It's very important what to learn. It's not only learning itself. Any study which is on the way to Tawheed is the only study worthwhile to do. Any study which is not to do with Tawheed is a waste of time. But of course, there are many studies that they can be Tawheedi, but the intention of a person will make it opposite of Tawheed. So it's really intention, is the issue of Qabil and Fa'il together, is not what the study itself is only. It's also what we want it for. So Tawheed, studies of Tawheed is what we have to do. So whatever we have discussed so far, and whatever we continue inshallah in the future, they are all on the way towards Tawheed and taking it higher and higher. And why it's so important to learn about Tawheed is another issue itself, which I just touched base, and inshallah I'll continue, I'll reach myself to the issue of Laylatul Qadr. So do not take this as side talks. These talks also, time to time, we have to review these issues so that we know what we study, why we study, and where we are going to reach by these studies. The main thing is, number one, especially for my regular classmates, I want to make sure this is understandable. You do not know, because you are young, you do not know there are a lot of people, they have learned stuff in religious studies. But then when they come, they reach to somehow to a situation where they want to study Tawheed, Tawheedi. Not all the religious studies are Tawheedi. And then they see they have made a bunch of concrete shape in their mind. Now they have to break this. It's very difficult. Because what is opposite of Tawheed? I mean, let's put it this way. There are two type of Tawheed. We have maybe discussed this before. Tawheed al-Samadi and Tawheed al-Adadi. Numerical Tawheed. And what word do I use for Tawheed al-Samadi? I call it expansive Tawheed. Expansive Tawheed, that means there is one and nothing else. That's kind of Tawheed. What is numerical Tawheed and Tawheed al-Adadi? Is the Tawheed that people see the word like this: there is a God and a sky and an earth and a moon and a sun and human beings and creatures. So the moment you go this and this and this and that, that becomes numerical Tawheed. Whereas expansive Tawheed, I've just made up this word, do not take it very much. Yeah, a Tawheed which is encompassing the whole creation. But I call it expansive because I'm not very particular about the words, because then I come to explain the words. The meaning of the words are important. Because in these studies, a lot of times you come across this fact that you have to put aside the meanings that you knew before for a word, with the new meanings that we are going to explain. So, Tawheed al Samadi or expansive Tawheed, and Tawheed al-Adadi or numerical Tawheed. Basically, the problem of Tawheed al-Adadi or numerical Tawheed is those people who do believe the religion, they have learned the religion in such a way that they are on the notion of Tawheed al-Adadi, they cannot explain the relationship between God and the creation. That's the main obstacle. They are not able to explain that. Like you may know that Newtonians, Newton was a Jewish person, and based on his studies or his religious knowledge and religious beliefs, he was explaining the word, because he was also a scientist, and he was a physician, and he was seeing all these rules and physical rules in the universe, which was governing the whole creation or whatever the realm that he was aware of. He was saying they're all working very well. So, but he was also learning sometimes these universes and galaxies, there is the problem of they lose energy and there is not enough energy somewhere. They have to re-energized. So Newton himself and the Newtonians after him were aware of the belief that the whole creation is like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on the Jews' notion of creation, has created the whole world in 6 days. And on the first hour of the seventh morning, he's taking rest, saying, Alhamdulillah, I've done my job, the whole world is there. But time to time, there's some repairs needed. So Allah is coming, and their God, the way they see the world. Time to time, is coming that putting that little energy which is being lost in the galaxies. So he put those galaxies back to work again. So this is the way they explain the world. Allah created the world, washed his hand off, sitting there, taking a deep breath and seeing how the Kahkashans and galaxies are working. Whereas there were another group of people which called the people like Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the French philosopher, or Voltaire. I think Voltaire was English philosopher, if I'm right. The school is called Deism. Deism or Deism, D-E-I-S-M. They always said the God of Newton was not a very smart God, because still there was things that he had to repair. These are scientists talking about this. They were thinking, these people were saying, the whole world is so beautifully made, there is no need for God to come and do any repair or to do any work with it, to do any more interference in the affairs of the world. So for them, God has made everything. I don't know what they meant in how many days, but made it, gone away, and washed his hand totally away from the world. And the world is like a winding clock. You know, winding clock, the older clocks, you may not have seen that. In my age, we had winding clocks, they had to wind it. Every day we had to wind it, so like for 24 hours or so it would work. So for them, Allah or God had wind the clock, but for eternity. There was no need to touch that clock anymore. It was working very minutely and precisely. But the problem with these two or any other type of, these are all numerical tawhid. And mind you, I would say, I don't know, I mean, this statistic I use is not that there is any statistic, it just shows the significance of it. 95% of Muslims have got numerical tawhid. Basically, tawhid is an status that must be achieved and attained over the years of work and studies and riyazat, not only studies, amal as well. So one can reach to tawhid. And the problem those two Newtonians and deist people had, the problem was, how would they explain interference of God with the creation? Because if they say creation needs God, then God has not created a good universe, so it needs him all the time comes and do something to repair it. They always had the problem of explaining how God can interfere in the universe. If he has done a good job at the beginning, why should he need it? And if he needs it, then what has he done? That's the problem. Whereas in Islamic spiritual, I call it, spiritual tawhidi, and not only tawhidi, expansive tawhidi concept, there is no problem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interferes in the whole creation, yet he has created everything perfectly correct from the beginning. What the difference is? The difference is we do not see that Allah has created and left it. That's the issue. That's the big difference. Allah has not created the universe and said, okay, now you go and stand on your own. It's very important to understand the what is called velai relationship. Velai relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the universe. Vilai, what is the word vila and vilayat? The meaning of it is what? The meaning of vilayat is so much closeness of two things which there is nothing between two, between those two. When two things are so close to each other that there is nothing in between them, they have vilayat to each other. So the relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all His creatures is rabite vilai, relationship of vilayat, guardian. I don't know what to say in English. Guardian, can we say for vilayat? But anyway, all of you coming from a background that you understand vilayi better than any English word I try to find for you. To understand that type of relationship makes us understand the type of tawhid and how tawhid works. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interferes in the world's affairs not every week, not every hour, not every day, not every hour, not every second, minute or second. The relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the creation as per expansive or tawhid samadi. Expansive tawhid, expansive oneness of Allah is everything is from Allah in such way. Let me give you an example. Example of ma'rifat nafs. We can always use our own nafs as an example because إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَغَ الْآدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan as an example of Himself. We are an example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when even in this, probably in tonight, Dua Joshan Kabir, we read لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Even in Quran, there is a verse which refers to it, لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. So can anyone assume that مثل الأعلى for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be anything other than insan? We do not have any creature higher, more valuable, ashraf from human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with insan is based on this rabite vilayi, which I give example of our own selves. See, when we are, this is beautiful example. Always we can use examples of ourselves. Our five senses to our nafs. What relationship is there? Can we imagine that any of our senses can work? They work, but can we imagine they work for themselves? Is there anything between you and your eyes? Your eyes sees, but is there anything between you and your eyes? Is there anything between you and your ears? There's nothing between you and your ears. But when I say your ears, obviously, there's something to be understood. We are not talking about ears as this. These are tools. Or we have to better say, قُوَّيَ بَاسِرَي. Basire is that sighting, the faculty of nafs. That faculty of nafs that can see. Because we shouldn't make any confusion. It is our eyes are only tools. Tools for qubbe basire, for the faculty of seeing. So our ears are the tools and means for our faculties of hearing. Reason, I'll give you a reason. You all have dreamed. You all remember in your dream, your eyes are closed, but you are seeing. You see yourself, you are walking, talking, you are watching a movie, you are talking, seeing somebody. So basically you are seeing. So you are not, but you are not using these eyes. Your eyes are closed. So, you are using your, of course, those are havas of badan misali, of barzakhi body that we have. But even for that badan misali, is still the faculty of seeing is there, which makes use of that barzakhi eyes, or barzakhi ears, or barzakhi all the things that we have, senses that we have. So there is